Welcome to the words of my soul. Before we begin with today's writings, I ask that you close your eyes and allow the tonality of my voice to elevate you as I grant you spiritual access into my thoughts, my experiences, and my teachings. I speak into existence healing over your mind, your body, your heart, and your soul, so that you may vibrate on the highest frequencies. I manifest love and light over you during this journey of truth and discovery. You are worthy of the life you desire. You are powerful in your ability to transform. You are open to receive the activations within my words. Open your eyes and let's begin. Of my soul poetry meditation. Close your eyes. You are here because you are looking for ways to heal, meditate, relax, sleep, and allow your thoughts to align with your purpose. Allow the tonality of my voice to guide you. You are protected in this space. Let's begin. If you don't cook, you don't eat. What are you cooking? What's in the pot? Are you the one who wants something to eat, but you're too lazy to cook it? If you don't cook, you don't eat. I was only eating to survive. For a long time. Sometimes I would go days, months, years without cooking. Or cooking the bare minimum, and I mean the very bare minimum. Are you cooking to survive? Why would you want to continue cooking just to survive? I mean, it starts out that way. You know that if you don't start cooking, eventually you're going to starve. So you decide to wake up and cook. But you're stuck in your ways. So you cook just enough not to die of starvation. Until you start cooking to live for the taste of what's in your pot, you don't get to eat. Open the refrigerator and start putting the ingredients that you already have inside of it into your pots, into your pans, into your hearts, into your souls. Stop cooking just to survive. Cook so you can eat. Eat so you can live. So you're not willing to sacrifice cooking just so you can eat? Do you expect other people to cook for you? How are they going to cook with your gifts? Only you can cook with your gifts. Yet instead of cooking, you're wasting time looking in the cabinets when all the ingredients you need are directly inside of the refrigerator. You are the refrigerator, and everything you need to have the life that you desire is inside of you. Find a way to put the ingredients together and make yourself and your family a fine meal, because if you don't cook, you don't eat. I'm cooking today. Love and light. In this captivating podcast episode, we delve into the thought-provoking poem titled, If You Don't Cook, You Don't Eat. The poem addresses the metaphorical kitchen of life, where the act of cooking parallels the effort we put into living a fulfilling existence. The poem challenges the notion of merely surviving and highlights the transformative power of embracing life's flavors. The message is clear. If you're not actively engaged in the process, you'll miss out on the richness life has to offer. The poem inspires listeners to shift from cooking for mere survival to cooking for the joy, taste, and nourishment of existence. It emphasizes the importance of self-reliance, utilizing one's gifts, and creating a life that's both satisfying and meaningful. Tune in to discover how to open the refrigerator of your potential and start creating a life that's worth savoring. Hey everyone, so I hoped you enjoyed that poem. I wanted to take a few moments to explain some of the problems that poem has solved. There are five problems that the poem addresses, and I want to talk about it. Number one, lack of purpose. The poem addresses the problem of merely surviving without a sense of purpose or joy in life, urging you to find meaning and fulfillment in your actions. Number two, passivity. The poem encourages individuals to take an active role in shaping their lives rather than passively waiting for others to provide sustenance. Number three, underutilizing gifts. It highlights the issue of not using one's unique talents and gifts, emphasizing the importance of self-contribution. Number four, wasting potential. By comparing life to cooking, the poem speaks to the potential that remains untapped when we don't put effort into living fully. Number five, seeking external solutions. It challenges the idea of relying on others for fulfillment and happiness, suggesting that everything needed is within oneself. Hey, Purple Loves. I just wanted to give you a reminder to subscribe, turn on notifications, and leave a comment so I can acknowledge you and continue to provide you with content that elevates your mind and stimulates your energy. Also, please visit my website at www.thewordsofmysoul.com and fill out your name and email address so you can be updated on free products, contests, and new content from The Words of My Soul before anyone else that's not subscribed. Thank you for listening. Now back to our regularly scheduled program.